We'll begin the shiur today. I'd like to start a new sefer that's called Meshivas Nefesh. This is actually a collection from the writings of Rabbi Nachman and his main student, Rabbi Nosson Zal, all focusing on the topic of giving encouragement and support to people who are feeling distant from Hashem, people who feel like giving up hope, quitting, and this is a collection of the strongest, best words of encouragement that can be given to people in this type of predicament. The first paragraph is a selection based on chapter 6 in the first half of Likutei Moran. Mi sheroitze lo shuv l'Hashem Yisborach, a person who wants to repent and come close to Hashem, tzorech liyos boki b'halocha moed. That person needs to know how to move very, very well. Shelo yapil v'lo yirachik oisei shum dovor boilam, bein b'aliyah, bein b'yirida. And to have the strength and awareness so that nothing should be able to make that person fall or become distant from Hashem, whether the person is in a state of aliyah, moving closer to Hashem, rising, or in a state of yirida, whether a person is feeling fallen, distant from Hashem. U'b'chol ma she'yavro elov, and no matter what the person is going through, yechazek es atzmoi, the person should be able to give themselves the encouragement that they need to continue trying. She'koirin derhalten sich. The Yiddish expression for this is derhalten sich, which the English equivalent would be hanging in. To fulfill the statement of King David in chapter 139 in Tehillim, where he says, "Im esak shamayim, even if I rise up to heaven, shomato, you're there, Hashem, va'atzio shoil, and if I find myself making my bed in shoil, in the lowest level of Gehenim, Hineko, Hashem, you're right there. Shegam b'shoel tachtiyis yecholim lekarav es atzmoi l'Hashem Yisborach, implying that even if a person feels that they're in shoel tachtiyis, they're in the lowest level of Gehenim, even from there it's possible to connect with and come close to Hashem. Ki gam shom hu Yisborach nimtza, because Hashem is found there also. Bebechinas v'atzia shoel hineko. As the pasuk says, if I find myself making my bed in shoel, in the lowest level of Gehenim, hineko, you're right there, Hashem. Ayin tshuva isyud, look in the section of Likutei Etzos that's entitled Tshuva, paragraph 10. V'zoi l'shoel Hashem. This is how they discuss this topic there. If a person wants to travel the paths of repentance, of coming close to Hashem, the person needs to know how to travel, how to move properly. The person has to have two types of knowledge, knowing how to rise, how to come closer to Hashem, and boki b'shoiv, knowing how to fall properly. Shezehu b'chinas ayil v'nofik. This is what's referred to in the Zohar HaKodesh as ayil and nofik, going up and going and coming back down, or going out, entering and exiting. B'chinas im esak shomayim shomato v'atzia shoel hineko. Hainu, this means that mi sheroitze lo shuv l'Hashem Yisborach tzorech lachgur mosnov sheyischazik atzmoi bedarkei Hashem tomid bein b'aliyah bein b'yirida. A person who really wants to come close to Hashem or return to Hashem has to gird their loins and be strong and be able to encourage themselves in the ways of Hashem, whether they're going up or coming down. Shem b'chinas mesak shemaim shamato v'atzei shoel hineko. Hainu bein sheyizke le'eza aliyah, le'eza madrege gedoy lo ketana. This means that whether the person has been privileged to experience an elevation, to rise up to a certain level, whether it be a major jump or even a small jump, to get to a new level of closeness to Hashem. Afal pikein al yamid sham. Despite everything, the person should not be satisfied with remaining there. V'lo yistapek atzmoy bazeh. That shouldn't be enough for the person. V'tzorach sheyeh boki bazeh moid. And this takes tremendous knowledge, tremendous awareness and consciousness. Leida ulahamin shu'tzorach leilach yoser v'yoser. For the person to realize and to believe that they have to continue, they have to keep going higher and higher, moving closer to Hashem every day, every hour, every minute. Shezeo b'chinas boki barotzoi v'chulu. This is the concept of what's referred to as being boki barotzoi, knowing very, very well how to advance, how to move forward, how to climb, how to rise upward. V'chein lehefech, and so too in the opposite direction. Shafilu im yipoil chas v'sholom, mokom sheyipoil. Even if a person falls to wherever they fall to spiritually, afilu b'sholom tachtis, even if the person falls to the lowest level of Gehenim, the lowest place possibly spiritually, chas v'sholom, gam shom al yisuyo shetzatzmoy lo'ilom b'shum oifen, yiach sheyia. Even if the person is there, the person should not give up on themselves in any way whatsoever, no matter what. But rather, even from that low place that the person is in, they should seek out Hashem, search for Hashem. And the person should be able to give themselves encouragement and inspiration no matter where they are. ובכל מה שיוכל, no matter what, through whatever means they can. כי גם בשול תחתיס נמצא השם יסבורך. Because even in the lowest of places, Hashem's presence is there also. וגם משום יכול לדבק עצמו אליו יסבורך. And a Jew has the ability, a person has the ability to attach themselves to Hashem, even from such a place, even from the lowest places. וזה בחינס ועציע שואל הינקו. This is what King David meant in Tehillim when he said that even if I find myself making my bed in Shoel, in the lowest Gehenim, Hineko, you're there, Hashem. Bechinas boki b'shoi. This is referred to as knowing very, very well how to act, how to deal with a situation when a person is very far down, very low, or when a person is falling or has fallen. Because it's impossible for a person to have the privilege of doing a real tshuva, real repentance, and really coming close to Hashem, unless the person has these two types of knowledge. They know how to advance, how to handle an aliyah, and they know how to handle a yerida also. They know how to handle things when they're feeling very down. And the truth is that this is a very high level of knowledge for a person to have the realization at all times, no matter how good they are, no matter how much they've advanced, that they have to still keep trying and struggling to come to serve Hashem, and to hope and to want to constantly rise to higher and higher levels spiritually. V'yafal pikein, and despite that, and despite everything else, al yipoil mishum dover, for the person not to feel dejected or rejected or depressed, no matter what the person is going through, no matter what kind of yirida the person experiences, nothing should be able to make them fall out completely. No matter how things are, chas v'shalom, afal pikein al yipoil b'daitoi klal, the person should not give up on themselves in any way. V'yikayim v'atziya shoil hineko kanal, but rather for the person to fulfill the pasuk that King David said, that if I find myself making my bed in shoil, in the lowest gehenim, hineko, you're still there with me. U'kishyesh lo ishtei b'kiyas elu, When a person knows these two things very, very well, they know how to advance, how to move forward, and they know how to handle Yerida, then the person is going in the paths of tshuva. Va'oz Yemin Hashem pshuta lekapel tshuvosu, and then Hashem's right hand is extended to accept that person's tshuva, to bring the person close. V'zoche lechvoid Hashem, and that person is zoche to the honor of Hashem. V'nas al yedei ze odom lo sheves al akise, and that person brings about kaviyochel, an elevation in heaven, which causes Hashem kaviyochel to sit on his throne. Ashrei loy, fortunate is that person. In chapter 6 of Likut Imran that this paragraph is based on, there you'll find much more detail and proofs to substantiate every single item that Rabbi Nachman said here. The next paragraph. Iker gdulosoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shegam horechokim mimenu yizborach moed moed gam heim yizkarvu l'avaydosoi. The main honor to Hashem is when those people who are distant from Him spiritually, who are very, very distant from Hashem, when they also come close to Hashem. And this brings about a tremendous honor and glory to Hashem above in heaven and below on earth. Al kein ein lotom li yish atsmoil mit der skarva shim izbrach mach mach shnes rachik moid mach shim izbrach al yede chatov hamrubim af sheher blas is rachas vishon. Therefore a Jew should not give up on themselves from trying to come close to Hashem and serve Hashem just because the person has become very distant from Hashem as a result of their many sins. And even though the person has done all kinds of evil, ki adarava, because just the opposite, mimenu daiko yisale v'yishtabach v'yizkatel kvod yisbor b'yoser. Through such a person who's very far from Hashem, who has fallen, who is distant from Hashem, through such a person it's possible for Hashem to get the greatest honor. Avol ikar hiskarvos harachokim. The main concept, the main ability of people to come close to Hashem, those who are really far from Hashem, who al yedei tzadikei hador, is dependent on the truly righteous people of the generation, the tzadikim of the generation. They're the ones who realize the greatness of Hashem more so than anybody else. They're the ones who have the ability to give the encouragement that's needed to people who are far from Hashem, to make them realize how great Hashem is in His ability to reach down to them and bring them close, and how humble Hashem is in the fact that Hashem wants very, very much for these people specifically, these people who are low spiritually and far, to come close to Him. And that's His greatest nachas. That's Hashem's greatest pleasure and honor when people like that come close to Him. One of the clearest examples of this is the case of the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yisro, who was originally the Kohen Midian, the Pope of Midian. And the Torah tells us that at one point he came to realize the greatness of Hashem. And he made a very outstanding statement whereby he said, Ato yodati ki godol Hashem mikol elokim. Now I've come to the realization that Hashem is greater than all the other idols that I worshipped. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that when Yisro made that statement, it brought about an incredible, incredible honor and glory to Hashem in heaven. More so than just about anything else, to the extent that that was the actual inspiration for Hashem to gather all the angels and to come down on Mount Sinai and reveal Himself to the world more so than He had done any other time before in such a public way. And that was all to the credit of Yisroi. This pope who had worshipped all kinds of different idols and was able, despite that, to come back, to return to Hashem, and to be the cause of tremendous honor and glory to Hashem. This paragraph was based on chapter 10 in the first half of Likutei Moran. The paragraph we're about to do is based on chapter 13 in the first half of Likutei Moran. Hachaverim hamekurovim letzadikei emes v'oichazim es atzman boi. Those people who are united in their trying to come close to a true tzaddik or to true tzaddikim and try to do everything they can to be attached to tzaddikim, roi sheyechazku zeh, it's very appropriate and very proper that they should give each other encouragement, v'yoiru zeh, and they should inspire each other. Each one should feel a responsibility and an obligation to talk to the friend, to talk to the other person who's sharing this interest with them of trying to come close to the tzaddik, and to give words of encouragement and inspiration. Ve'ikar ha'hischaskusu begoidel koyach ha'tzaddik u'emes shu'godel kol kach ad she'yochoy lahalo yizgam nafshoy ha'pigum ha'moid v'lo yotzu adayin mi'choy la la'kodesh afilu kechut ha'sayro. For each one of the people who are trying to come close to the tzaddik, to tell each other and to inspire each other regarding the fact that they believe in the great power of the tzaddik, that he's so great that he has the ability even to take someone like me, who is so defective and who has done so many wrongdoings, and I haven't even yet succeeded in coming out of my weak state of spirituality and entering into holiness, even a drop. Even someone like me, I believe and I realize that the tzaddik has the ability to elevate me and to give me the ability to renew myself spiritually with his great strength. And this is among the most important types of encouragement that a person can be given, to be made to realize and to be aware of the greatness of the true tzaddikim and their ability to bring us close to Hashem, their ability to help us succeed spiritually no matter where we're coming from. Because even the worst of the worst, no matter who it is, even if the person right now is still going through tremendous turbulence spiritually, as long as the person is still attached to the true tzaddik and they have faith in him and they're trying to do what they can to come close to him, that person definitely has hope. That person definitely has hope, real hope, eternally. Gam tzrichin shekol echod yechazik es chaveiroi v'yoiru zeze v'yechazku zeze b'avidos yisporach. In addition to this point about giving each other encouragement regarding the greatness of the tzaddik, the people that are trying to come close to the tzaddik have an obligation to give each other encouragement and inspiration in general regarding their observance of mitzvahs, regarding the study of Torah, regarding tefillah, regarding all aspects of serving Hashem. V'yazkir kol echod es chaveroi kol ho'etzois toivois sheyoidum u'mevinim kol echod k'fima shekiplu mirabom. And each one of them has a responsibility to remind his friend of all the good advice that they've been given and that they understand, each one in the manner that they received it from their rabbi, from the tzaddik that they're trying to come close to. The next paragraph, paragraph Dalid, also still based on the same chapter in Likut Imran, chapter 13, Tzoruch Lodas, a person has to know Shashem Yisborach Mispoir Afiluim Hakal Shebekalim Shebe Yisrael, that Hashem takes pride even in the smallest Jew. When we talk about small, we mean spiritually. Afilu Poishe Yisrael, even those Jews who commit the worst sins, who perform sins spitefully. Kolzman Sheshem Yisrael Nikrolov, so long as the person has not rejected completely the title Yisroel, the title Jew, Yeshboi Hisboarus Proti, Shashim Yisborach Mesboarimoi, there is a specific pride that Hashem takes in that individual person, in every single Jew, even the least observant, the most distant. Al Kain Osur Lodom Liyai Shatzmai Meshem Yisborach, Afiluim Kilke Lepogam Harbe Moid Chas Veshalom. Therefore, even if a person has messed up terribly in religion, in doing what Hashem wants, still the person should not give up on their ability to come close to Hashem, chas v'shalom. Ki adayin lo yiposak chavivus Hashem yisborach mimenu kanal. Because the love, the deep love that Hashem has for that person because they are a Jew, has not yet, chas v'shalom, stopped in any way. Hasn't even been interrupted. V'alkein adayin yochol loshuv l'Hashem. And therefore, the person still has the ability to come close to Hashem, to return. V'hoikar hualidei anshei emes. And the main success in this area is dependent on being close to real, sincere Jews, who are people who are close to the true tzaddikim, sheheim yecholim limtzay gam hatoy v'esparus sheyesh afilu bagrua shebigruim. These are the people who have the ability to find the good and the pride that Hashem takes, even in the worst of the worst people, ulohoshiv hakol Hashem yizborach, and to get everybody to do a true tshuva, true repentance, and come close to Hashem. The next paragraph, paragraph Hey 5, is based on chapter 22 in the first half of Likut Imran. Kishetzore chodom lalois midarga ledarga, tzore shielo yerida koidem hualia. When a person wants to advance from level to level in religion, in Yiddishkeit, to be constantly coming closer to Hashem, closer to the Torah, closer to complete faith, closer to observing the mitzvahs, you know, better and better, the person must experience a yerida, a fall, a going down, before the person can advance, before the person can go up. Ki hayerida hi tachles hu'aliyah, because the yerida is the thing which leads to a true aliyah. Umize yochel kolodom lohovin kama hu tzorech leschazek bavoides Hashem v'lo yipoy loylem badatu mikol anafilois v'arida shaboylem. And based on this, you could imagine how much a person has to understand, how much encouragement, how much the person has to give themselves encouragement and seek encouragement in Yiddishkeit, not to fall despite the nefilos and yeridos that the person's going through, despite the different falls and the different documents, despite, no matter what the person's going through in Yiddishkeit. V'lo yipoy lo'olam bedatoy mikol hanefilos v'yeridos shebo'olam. And the person should not allow themselves to be discouraged, no matter what kind of difficulties and struggles they're going through. Ki im yisameitz v'yischazek levi l'stakel al ze b'shum oifin sheboilam afilam yavar lov ma. Because if the person will be firm and strong to ignore all the eridois and afilois, to ignore the failures that they're experiencing spiritually and the falls, no matter what they're going through, Yizke la besoif, she is haphu kol hayiridas laliyas gedoilis. The person will eventually see that all the different falls that they experienced, all the rejections, will turn into major, major aliyas, will give the person the ability to advance tremendously in coming close to Hashem. Ki hayirida hi tachles aliyah. Because a yirida, a fall in religion and spirituality is something that has the ability to lead to a tremendous elevation, to a tremendous advancement in coming close to Hashem. V'yesh bo zeh harbe ledaber. There's a lot to say about this. Ki kol echot shenofal l'mokim shenofal nidmaloi she'olov einom ne'morim dvorim elu. Because each and every single Jew that has fallen spiritually, when they hear these words, it seems to them that these words are not talking about their situation at all. Ki nidmaloi she'olov einom ne'morim rak le'gedoilim b'malo ho'ilim b'chol pa'am yidarga ledarga. Because it seems to the person that these words are not being written or spoken related to them, but rather these words are being addressed to people who are on a very high level, who are constantly rising to new heights. Aval be'emes, whereas the real truth is, teida v'tamin, you should know and you should believe, ki kol dvorim elu ne'morim gamal hakoton shebiktanim v'agrua shebigruim. That these words of encouragement that we're saying here, to realize that the yirida is tachles aliyah, these words are being spoken to, are true regarding even the smallest Jew, v'agrua shebigruim, the worst of the worst. Ki Hashem yizborach toiv lakoil tomid. Because Hashem is good to everyone, no matter what level they are on, tomid, at all times. The next paragraph, paragraph Vav, paragraph 6 in Meshivas Nefesh, is based on chapter 24 in the first half of Likut Imran. Kol odom shebo ilam afilu mishu b'madrega tachtoinam oid, v'afilu im hu b'soy choretz mamish. Every single person, no matter how low they're feeling spiritually, even if the person is literally in the lowest level, im kol ze kisharoitz lichnois bavodas Hashem, bevadai tzorech sheyelech v'yalam idarga ledarga. The moment that person will resolve that they want to come close to Hashem, they want to serve Hashem, they're going to have to move in an upward direction and climb from step to step. V'chol pam u'pam sheyoytzei midarga ledarga kefi b'chinosoi. And every single time that the person advances from one level to the next, where that person is at, azay mizgabernolov mechodosh haklipois, then the forces of tuma come to do battle against that person again. Sheheim hataivois v'hademyoinois v'hamachshovois v'abilbulim v'amaniyos. When we talk about these forces of tuma, they manifest themselves in the forms of evil desires, in the form of the person imagining all kinds of things that would discourage their progress in coming close to Hashem, or all kinds of confusing thoughts or obstacles. U'mispashtim kenegdoi b'chol pa'moid. And these things spread themselves out, opposing the person in a very, very big way. And they block the person from being able to enter into the gates of holiness. Rabbi Nachman teaches that regarding this issue, the religious people and the righteous people make a major mistake. Many of them are mistaken regarding this. That kisheroyim shepisoim mizgabrim olav taivois ubilbul mamaniyos, when a person feels a sudden onslaught from their yetzer hara, from their evil inclination, whereby the person is feeling themselves bombarded by thoughts of evil desires and confusion about religion and obstacles. The person thinks that they've fallen from whatever level that they were on. Because prior to what he's going through now, a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, whenever it was, the person was not suffering from these evil desires and the confusion. But rather, these things were resting. They weren't actively opposing him in any way. Even if he had these things inside of him, these bad thoughts or bad desires, they were dormant. Therefore, the moment this rears its ugly head, and the person starts feeling themselves being bombarded and attacked by the wrong kind of thoughts or obstacles, all kinds of obstacles that are delaying the person's ability to come close to Hashem, the person draws the conclusion that obviously I've fallen tremendously. Alkein hu sover shenofal chas v'sholem. Aval be'emes ein ze nefilo klal. Whereas the truth is, this does not imply that the person has fallen. But rather, the reason why the person is experiencing this is based on the fact that every single person is supposed to be trying to rise, to advance constantly in serving Hashem on their level. And because of that, because of the fact that the person is supposed to be trying to advance constantly, every time that the person wants to enter into a new level, they have to engage the forces of Tuma, the obstacles of that new level, and do battle with them. And therefore, the person has to be able to give themselves encouragement and motivation and inspiration to do battle with this new set of obstacles. And not to give up, not to get rejected, not to get turned off in any way. Ad she is gabraleim, and to the point where the person will find that they're able to succeed in overcoming these obstacles. V'yishbaroisam echadosh, and they'll break them anew, just like they broke the klipos of the lower level to get to where they're at now. They'll succeed in breaking the klipos of the upper level in order to advance to get onto that level. Paragraph Zion is a continuation of paragraph Vav, still based on that same chapter on Likutei Moran. One of the best forms of advice to be able to accomplish this, to be able to constantly be rising from level to level, and when one engages the obstacles of the new level, not to get turned off, not to get discouraged, but rather to be firm and to do battle against them, to hold his ground and to get to that new level, is litein stoko laniyim hagunim, is to give charity to people that are really deserving of it. Ki ikar gedula saboyris borach nizgal al yedei tzedaka shenoisnim la'oni hogun. Because one of the main ways that we display the greatness of Hashem is when we give tzedaka, when we give charity to a person who's really worthy of receiving it. This is one of the things that brings tremendous honor and pride to Hashem when a Jew gives tzedakah, because that's a tremendous show of faith in Hashem. We know that money is one of the most powerful idols, one of the things that people worship the most in this world. The Torah speaks about elile kesef, alile zov, idols of gold and silver, or And if a Jew is able to take that item, to take money or to take things that are important to them and precious to them and give it away, that person shows that they believe that these things don't belong to them, that there is a Baal Habira, there is a Hashem who is controlling the world, and everything belongs to Hashem. It's not mine, and therefore I'm happy to share it with others. I'm happy to give to someone who has less than what I have, to give them whatever I can. This is a tremendous show of faith in Hashem, and this makes Hashem greater in the eyes of people, in the eyes of the person who's doing it, in the eyes of people who are experiencing it. And through this posuk, through this act of giving tzedakah, the person will succeed in subduing and eliminating the forces of tumah, the obstacles, the confusion that's trying to block him on every single level, every time he tries to get to a new level. Paragraph Ches. Oid Eitzel, this is still based on that same chapter 24 in the first half of Likut Imran. I'm sorry, I believe it's chapter 25. I believe that there's a printer's mistake in the edition that I'm using. These last three paragraphs, Vav, Zayin, and Ches, I believe are based on chapter 25 in the first half of Likut Imran. Oid Eitzel Azeh, another very important piece of advice regarding this issue is, Sheyisamach es atzmoy veyogil veyosis benekudosei atoyve b'ma shezocho liyos mizera Yisrael, that for a person to be able to rejoice and celebrate and really be happy about the fact that they're privileged to be a Jew, privileged to be part of this nation, and to come close to true, sincere people, who are leading the person and guiding the person on a path of truth. Where if the person is being guided that way, no matter what the person is going through, there is definitely hope that that person is going to succeed eventually, spiritually. And this, through this joy, when a person is happy about themselves, happy about the fact that they're privileged to be a Jew, happy about the fact that they have a connection to people who are close to Hashem, to honest, sincere people, that joy itself, Humeshaber haklipois, shehem hamanios, has the power. That itself is like a laser beam. It's like a very powerful weapon to destroy the forces of tuma, shehem hamanios, which are the obstacles, v'chulu, shebechol darga, that are found on every new level that a person would want to get to. This item of simcha, joy, happiness, Rabbi Nachman writes very, very elaborately throughout all his Sforim. He emphasizes the incredible importance of it in Yiddishkeit and teaches a person with what to be happy about. Number one, Rabbi Nachman quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, where King David says, Anoichi esmach b'Hashem, I am happy with Hashem. If a person is aware, the more aware that a person is of the creator of the world, the Hashem who has created everything and is keeping the world going, and the Hashem who is giving me life and clothing and food and family and friends and health and new experiences. And that's one of the things that a person could draw tremendous joy from. Be happy with Hashem, be happy with one's Yiddishkeit, be happy by being able to identify good points in myself. No matter how many things that are bad about me and wrong with me, if I'm able to succeed in identifying things inside of me that are good, that are special, that itself, we have a rule in Yiddishkeit that says, Ma'at min ha'ora doche harbe choshech, that the ratio of light to darkness is not a one-to-one relationship. but rather a little bit of light, a candle which generates a flame that's a half an inch in size, can illuminate an entire room. And so too, the good deeds of a person, the mitzvahs of a person, are compared to a candle. The pasuk says, "Kiner mitzvah v'torah ora." And the sins that a person commits, or the things that a person is doing wrong, represent darkness, choshech. The word choshech means darkness, and the word choshech also means obstacle, to withhold something that's holding someone back. V'lo chasachto es binchas yechidcha. Hashem says to Avram Avinu, because you didn't withhold your son from me, so the key to eliminating these obstacles is the finding of good points inside of oneself. And Rabbi Nachman very often quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, ki besimcha teitzeyon. With joy, with happiness, you will exit. Exit from what? Exit from whatever yurida, from whatever down a person is experiencing. Exit from whatever problems, from whatever darkness is surrounding the person, whatever type of exile a person finds themselves in. They have the ability to get out of it through simcha. The next paragraph, paragraph Tess, which is based on chapter 27 in the first half of Likut Imran, when a person is strong in their commitment to Hashem, to religion, and they succeed in breaking the obstacles that are blocking them from advancing, and the person is constantly trying to rise to a new level, a higher level than they were on previously, by doing that, the person is not only helping themselves, but they're also helping the other Jew who was on that level, who was on in that exact spot that I am now trying to get to, that I am now trying to take up. Because when a Jew advances spiritually in Yiddishkeit, and the Jew rises up to a new level, whatever person, whatever other person was on that level, was in that place that I've come to now, that person has to vacate to make room for me. And when that person vacates, they get bumped up to the next level up. Because it's impossible for two people to be standing in the same place, physically or even spiritually. This is what's known in Hebrew as haroma, elevating. Shekoyren haben. In Yiddish it's called lifting up. Mashechod meirim umagbias chaveroi. The fact that a Jew has the ability to elevate a fellow Jew just by my own, when I advance and I leave my spot and I go to a new spot, there was somebody in that new spot before me. And in order for me to get into that new spot, the one who's there already has to be moved out of there, moved up to a new place, a higher place, to make room for me. And in this manner, I'm not only advancing myself in Yiddishkeit, but I actually move other people. Kishiroye odom sheboim amachshavto hirhureiznus, v'hu meshaber tavoso yumasiyat aitumehem. Rabbi Nachman writes there in chapter 27 in the first half of Likut Imran that when a Jew finds themselves experiencing bad thoughts, illicit thoughts related to men and women, and the person battles it and pulls their mind out of that place and doesn't allow their mind to dwell on those types of thoughts, but rather moves their mind to thinking about other things, things that are not impure, things that are not against the Torah. Zehu ikar tshuvosoi v'tikunoi al pegam abris shepogam mikoidim. This is one of the ways that a person has the ability to correct and repair sins that they've committed in this area between men and women, each and every single person on their level, when the person engages these thoughts that bombard the person at times, all kinds of illicit thoughts, and the person doesn't allow themselves to dwell on those thoughts, but rather they fight to pull their mind out of that, to think only good thoughts, kosher thoughts, this is one of the greatest forms of tshuva, of repentance, and a major correction for any sins that the person might have committed earlier in this area. Kol echad kefi inyono, each person on their level. Kizeo bechinas tshuvas hamishkol mamish. This is what the books that speak about repentance, and they mention the fact that in order for a Jew to really complete the tshuva process, the person has to find themselves in a similar situation to what they were in earlier and be presented with the same test. And rather than making the wrong decision again, instead to make the right decision, that's how a person cleans up the stains of their sins of the past. Rabbi Nachman writes that one of the ways that a person experiences this tshuva process is in thought alone. That when a person finds bad thoughts that are against the Torah coming into the person's mind, thoughts of going against mitzvahs of the Torah, especially related to relationships with men and women, and the person battles those thoughts and they struggle not to dwell on it, but to move their mind away from it, this is a major act of tshuva. Ki adarabba, ze daiko, Alkain, therefore, I'm sorry, Alkain, al yipol bedaitoi kisharoye shemizgabram alav hirhurim roem emugunem oim. Therefore, again, a Jew should not feel discouraged and depressed when they find themselves being bombarded with these types of bad, illicit thoughts. Ki adarabba, ze daiko tikunoi tshuvosi, because on the contrary, this is the way that the person will correct their past. This is a major part of the repentance of the person. Ki daika al yedei ze sheboim olav elu hahirhurim, because it's specifically by these bad thoughts coming into the person's mind, v'hum izgaber aleim, and the person overcomes them. The person sees it and does what they can to take their mind off it. This is how the person succeeds in repairing and correcting things in their past in this area. And this will actually give the person the ability to extract sparks of holiness that fell into the hands of impurity as a result of the person's actions, misdeeds that the person performed in Pegam HaBris, performing acts against the Torah regarding men and women. The person will succeed in removing the sparks of holiness that have fallen into the bad places and restore them to the Kiddusha. Rabbi Nachman emphasizes in many places that in order, it's impossible for the human mind to be focused on two thoughts at the same time, simultaneously, so that when a person is feeling themselves bombarded or surrounded in this darkness, in this type of tumah, impurity, of a bad thought, an illicit thought, if a person simply takes their mind and puts it on something else, whether it be a physical item, whether it be looking at a physical object and concentrating, focusing on that, or counting something, in other words, doing any simple item to take their mind, to disengage their mind from this thought and put it onto something else, that's all that's really needed to get rid of it. Rabbi Nachman writes that there are many people who think that a person has to bang their head in the wall or to go through all kinds of gyrations in order to release themselves from these types of bad thoughts. And Rabbi Nachman says it's not true. It's as simple, the brain can be compared to a horse that has to have reins put on it. And when the horse is moving in a wrong type of direction, you have to be able to pull on the reins and pull the horse right back on track. And so too with the human mind, the fact that it's impossible for the brain to be focused on two things simultaneously, if a person sees that their brain is locked into something that they really don't want to be thinking about, all they have to do is switch to concentrate, to think about something else, and usually that'll disengage the person from the thing that they wanted to be disengaged from.